Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from PJ. He didn't give me a topic, he just said commiserations on being ruled by Trudeau, and left it at that. Many of you might have heard my video called The Sun Husband, where some poor unfortunate guy lives with and emotionally deals with his mother after his father passed away. Many of you are probably aware of a phenomenon that I just gave a name to called The Sister Husband, where sisters tend to shack up, usually in their 40s and beyond, if they haven't been able to find a really good man or a really good cat. The first time I noticed this was about 5 to 10 years ago, with one of my clients. Her and her sister would live together and get into yelling matches with one another, and didn't care who was listening. They were probably getting off on all the negative attention they were getting for acting out. In a typical husband-wife or son-husband relationship, the man pinion is the emotional tampon. The major difference in a sister-sister situation is how the emotional energy bounces back and forth. Both emotional tampons are fully soaked, and emotions keep bouncing around like a game of emotional pinball. At first, watching their energy back and forth was hilarious. I couldn't figure out why it was so funny watching them argue. Things would escalate pretty quickly and tempers would flare immediately. Eventually, even listening to a minute of it started to make me feel toxic. I guess I was becoming the residual emotional tampon, and their energy would just bounce off each other and make them even more agitated with one another. Thinking back, that wasn't the first time I saw two adult sisters living together. I had a 5-year-long relationship where my girlfriend gave me an ultimatum to move out of the city with her. And I said I was going to move in, but I lied. It was a way for me to cut her off slowly. She could move into her own apartment, even though I was actually paying her $3,000 to $4,000 a month back then. And rent was only $700. So she moved in with her sister, who had also recently become single, on account of things not working out with their rich guy that she was with. Looking back, I can see exactly why her sister got together with a man whose family owned a horse farm that raised racing horses for casino track companies. She probably figured that her horse had finally come in. He was a single child from a loaded family. Her life would have been completely set. It's been 15 years and I realized that relationship wasn't really about love, and it wasn't some random guy that she was with. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the Spinster Sisters Clown World show. A lot of guys get shamed for living in their mother's basement. One guy I was talking to recently tried to figure out a way to stop being a son husband. He was planning on going to Southeast Asia to start a new life. And then his mother said, "When do we leave?" He helped keep her alive with regards to some health issues. And now she's slowly sucking the life out of him. How ironic. Looks like God sure is a prankster. He tried to pass his mother back off to his sister where she originally was located. But I guess his sister didn't want to go back to being a daughter husband once more. I talked to him in a coaching call about his situation and he didn't really know what to do about it either. Neither did I. My only advice would be to not get yourself into a situation like that in the first place. Also, with the whole sister-husband thing, it can be really hard to know which one is the sister-husband and which one is the sister-wife. Is the taller one the husband? Maybe the older one or more masculine one? Of course, don't get confused with the whole sister-wife phenomenon with the Mormons, where one marries multiple wives, and then those wives call each other sister-wives. On a side note, even Utah, with the huge Mormon population, just fell below replacement fertility around 2018. Once again, just because you're in a conservative state doesn't mean it's going to stop the population collapse. One of the reasons I also chose this topic was because of that woman, Lily, that interviewed me. I don't know for sure, but I think she's a daughter husband, living with her mom. I told her about a woman I knew that was lonely, and she asked me, why can't she just move in with her mother or sister? I was aware of this phenomenon of women living together all cooped up like chickens a long time ago. But why does it happen? Is it safety in numbers in addition to alleviating loneliness? Lily told me that I was correct in my assessment that women have a fear of dying alone, especially when there's no one there as a buffer between them and oblivion. They have to have someone there for emotional support, or just to know there's someone there to alleviate that fear. Remember back to the days of your childhood, and you feel fear being all home alone. A lot of men in the manosphere equate women's nature to something like a child. So maybe that's it. Maybe they're like Kevin McAllister from Home Alone, only taller with breasts. And they aren't smart enough to outwit a couple of dumb burglars, so they need a man or another woman there as company. With the sister-husband phenomenon, I noticed that it's more common when the women are close in age. When I was with that woman for 5 years, and I got out of that situation, I immediately dated another girl for a few months after that, also with a sister. The only three females I ever dated without sisters seemed to be far more mature than all the rest, and all of them had older brothers. They were all very serious. I think we're going to see more women in the future living with their sisters and mothers as the cost of living continues to escalate in the West. Plus, as more men go their own way, and more women have higher expectations than ever, and 50% of the male population becomes incels, women are going to find themselves in this living arrangement more and more. Near my parents' house, I've even seen a stranger case, one that I'd like to call the brother-husband phenomenon, and the guy's living in his dead parents' house with his sister. Neither of them have any kids or a relationship, and all the houses around them have been built into giant McMansions, but their house is still tiny and looks like it did 30 years ago. The house looks like it's from the film Up. Maybe one of these days we'll just tie up 1,000 balloons to that house and fly away. Ironically, back in the late 80s, I bought most of my vintage Star Wars figures when his mother threw a garage sale. I thought about dropping off Chewbacca in his mailbox, telling them there's more where that came from, if he would just leave his sister. Funny enough, the newer neighbors probably don't even realize that they're brother and sister. They're both in their mid to late 40s and they even drive around in dear old dead dad's car. One of the last times I spoke to him, he told me he came into some real estate, and told me that both his parents had died suddenly in a short span of time. Maybe him and his sister fed them one too many apple seeds. I don't know. With regards to Star Wars figures, which I showcased in a prior video, it was quite the score with 30 figures on Ewok Village, Millennium Falcon, AT-ST Walker, TomTom, and Snowspeeder. But I digress. I can only imagine the amount of emotional abuse he's probably receiving from his sister, but knowing the situation, she's probably the only female validation in his life. Maybe if his parents hadn't spoiled him with so many Star Wars figures that he didn't value and sold for 10 bucks at a garage sale to me, his life would have turned out a lot better. Who knows? They're like little birds that stayed in the nest till the big birds died, and then they just took over. The house they're in is now easily worth $2 million to the wrecking crews. As for the whole sister-wife thing, women that don't find a man won't end up all alone if they have a single sister. This could also mean why they go out of their way to sabotage their sister's relationships so they don't end up all alone themselves one day. You might be with a woman and you keep wondering why your sister doesn't like you and is always talking poorly about you. It might actually have nothing to do with you and everything to do with her own fear of ending up all alone. She would rather her sister be single like her so that she doesn't actually end up being all alone in her diaper years. Misery loves company. Especially if she's a feminist and looks like Kathy Bates from the Stephen King novel, that would be my nightmare scenario. Some feminist kidnaps me and puts me in her house, forcing me to write pro-feminist propaganda, while breaking my ankle so I can't go anywhere. It's like having a captive emotional tampon that works to spread propaganda for her cause, better than she ever could. I'm sure that now that I've shared the issue of sister husbands, many of you will start to notice them in your life. Remember that the fear of loneliness for many women is not actually about being alone. It's all about the irrational fear that if they don't have someone there, that it becomes a matter of life and death. It's not so much about comfort and safety. It's an irrational fear. As men when we're younger, we have a similar irrational fear of being all alone that's unbearable. But for us, I suspect it has nothing to do with actually dying, because we don't have someone there to produce resources for us, but that it has more to do with our fear that our genes won't get passed down to the next generation. I guess it's subconscious. It's also almost as if nature knows by the time you get into middle age, the stress of raising kids is too much, so you stop caring about being alone entirely. At that point, women use the fear of a lonely death to keep us on the plantation. The question they always seem to ask is, do you want to die alone one day? And it works on us most of the time because when we're younger, we fear being alone, and we generally think about the distant future longer than they do. But at 35 or 40, if they ask us that question expecting it to work, they get all confused when we laugh in their fat face. They can't figure out why the shaming language that worked on us just a short few years before doesn't work anymore. They don't even figure out that the game has changed. At that point, if a woman tells me how horrible it'll be to die alone one day, I will tell her I just want to die in peace and quiet, and her nagging won't let me do that if she's around. It's not like she's going to be holding your hand when you pass away. Up to that moment when she does visit you in the hospital, she'll probably still use you as an emotional tampon up to the moment you die, because she's probably trying to get as much value out of you before your valuable life force slips away from her to a place where she can no longer nag you. She's got to get that last little bit of pain and suffering in before you shuffle off to Buffalo. The last thing I want to briefly bring up is what happens to the comment section on BitChute after changes were made there. I noticed that the white nationalists that I banned slowly got discouraged. There were a couple of them that were creating new accounts to keep posting hateful comments. But I keep blocking them as they keep spamming. So I moderate the comments section there and it's working, and they're getting the message. But I also noticed something interesting. Out of frustration, many are now starting to attack other aspects of my content, saying things like, how can anyone listen to Sandman because of the way he speaks? They've switched from attacking what I'm saying to how I'm saying it. It makes me suspect that someone is paying them to be trolls in India or China. There are literally rooms with thousands of people in them in those countries, and each room has many booths, and each one has 100 smartphones that allow them to change their IPs and post different things, and governments and corporations hire them to flood comment sections with certain opinions. A lot of my haters have scattered off to other platforms out of frustration, like MGTOW.TV, Odyssey, and even YouTube these days, after BitChute started allowing content moderation, like cockroaches with tiny Hitler mustaches. Again, most likely paid trolls in India. Instead of the whole white nationalist thing, is all about radicalizing people on the right. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to PJ for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that you'll probably smash those pearly white gates behind you. Make sure they're closed if you get to heaven, so that your wife can't follow you in and nag at you and use you as an emotional tampon for all eternity. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that shame men that live with their mothers but can't take criticism if you actually bother them about living with their sisters away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.